X-Nay on the bullshit, man. When I roll back to Cleveland, I can't believe them. The sounds of the non-believers. Outcast till I'm in dirt before it did hurt. Now I can understand how you could dismiss it front on. Ask me how I feel about the ones with closed eyes. My words, how I feel exactly off of that. I don't give a damn by that one hater talking down. Don't be afraid at all, y'all. All I ask of all y'all is to please embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian.
What's poppin', Weezy Blog? Day one. I just want to thank everybody who went out and bought the history books when the teacher told them that you could pay for the history book. Or you.
I think he's talking about the Carter III, but he keeps calling it a history book.
He's talking about like a book. Bookmobile, just go farther.
But I think he's real. Like I think he thinks this is like a symbolism of like the Carter III.
Like Carter III is
because
a book.
In the info it says like Lil Wayne's first exclusive blog thanking all of his fans for the first week sales of the Carter III. The Carter III in stores now. So when he's talking about books, he really means the Carter III. But
are you sure? Because there's a part after that where he talks about thanking people,
Jeff. Lil Wayne is a lot deeper than you think he is. You just think
I'm an active Lil Wayne.
He's
supporter.
A very surface fucking dweller. No, this guy's got some depth to him.
Well, no, because he's setting it up first. He's doing it for all the real fans, and then at the end, for the morons, then he'll like say, "Oh yeah, the Carter III." I mean,
what's poppin', Weezy Blog? Day one. I just want to thank everybody who went out and bought the history books when the teacher told them that you could pay for the history book or you could just use the school one because if you had to use the school, you couldn't take it home for your homework.
See, because he's saying he's the teacher and you bought the album. You could have went online and downloaded it. You could have downloaded it for free. You could have used the free ones in school.
Yeah. I did.
But no, you went to the school bus and you bought the history book because he's giving you the history of hip-hop.
Yes.
So I just want to thank everybody who really bought it at the book drive, stuff like that. Cause I was a kid at the book drive, and I wasn't a child that had to buy stuff. I was a kid who was involved in the book drive.
He kind of forgets what he's talking about, doesn't he?
Well, he really does, because as you're saying that, look, he gets surprised at what he just said.
I was a kid who I was involved in the book drive. We go to the library. The book drive be fun that week. Book drive week. Whatever you going to do with that week. Boy, that week be popping. You get all kinds of books. The teachers don't really be teaching that week.
I always talk about book drives. You know, sure.
Yeah, now, because he really, confused himself.
Yeah.
And he just was like, all right.
Well, he doesn't write shit because he doesn't have time.
Does anyone wish that they were like this, though? Like, not like this. No.
I don't.
No, but I'm saying, do you wish that you were so involved in what you did and you cared about it so much that you didn't have a fucking clue what anything else was? You were just like, yeah, man, you'd be like, look in the book drive, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, they got some crazy weed at the
book drive.
Just like talking about it, like if Jim and Them was the most popular thing in the world, like Jim and Them sold, a million copies in its first week or something like that.
He killed that.
And you were just like, Jim and Them, is this shit. And you didn't talk about anything else because you were in your own little world.
An ice cream parlor,
I think it's
ice cream parlor. ice cream parlor's be the shit. Get two scoops. Nigga, I get chocolate on my ice cream. But no, really, though.
And they're all like, you can have all the samples you want.
You didn't come in on Dollar Scoop Tuesday. You came in, you bought that real shit, $2.99 scoop of Jim and Them.
I just think it'd be cool to only care about what you cared about,
Yeah.
Everything else doesn't even matter because you only care about what you care about, and for some reason people love it.
And you're really, really rich.
It's like if we were really, really rich on Jim and Them, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. We'd just be talking about Jim and Them all night.
I have so much money.
If you were
money.
Like that without being rich, you'd be crazy. That's what you'd be. You'd be a crazy person.
Weezy Blog.
Yeah. If the Weezy Blog wasn't my little way.
This is Jake Blog. This is Jake Blog 88. 88, that was a good year.
Still unfamous.
But I remember I had read that magic book and went to your party, that dude, the magic man, trying to do that trick. And I had read it in the book. Shout out to the book drive.
That's this motherfucker has no clue. He has no clue what he's talking about.
Shout out to the book drive. Where's my promethazine?
Weezy Blog, Carter III. Everybody who went got that, man, I appreciate it. We sold a million. Actually, my boss, 2 hit me. I'm not that good with my boss two way, but yeah, Sylvia Ron sidekicked me right in the neck and said, we did it with an exclamation point. We did it with an all capital letters. 1,005,545 units. The first week. So y'all did that. She said we did it, y'all did that. I ain't do nothing, I just recorded it. That's all I did, record it right here and other places.
I was doing hood rat shit, my friend.
I
was having fun
when I recorded because I had read this book at the book drive that said you're supposed to record like crazy. So I record, I just don't stop. Like Lil Bam Bam.
There's no way something in the book drive told him to record albums.
You know, shout out to Lil Bam Bam. But for real though, man, y'all did it. Y'all did it. Shout out to Kanye. Shout out to Diddy. Shout out to Jay-Z. Shout out to Busta. Shout out to Jewels. Shout out to Fab. Shout out to everybody who was involved in the album. D. Smith, all the producers. These, man, y'all know y'all are Alchemist. Everybody. Shout out. Shout out to my whole team. Young Money, I scream at them every day, and I promise to God I won't stop. Shout out to Cash Money. That's my people. I don't scream at them because they older and stuff. And so... A shout out to
they
Universal.
They can't hear, so yell out it.
I hope this guy dies. I fucking hate him. He's a piece of shit.
Do you hate him more than Diddy?
He's a piece of shit.
You hate him
They're
more than
Diddy? They're both pieces of shit.
I think Lil Wayne's least, less of a piece of shit than Diddy.
Because he at least has some talent. At least.
If anything, not by much. He's pretty close. Maybe once he's around for a few years, nice. You'd think he's even more of a piece of shit.
Jim, you don't enjoy his musings?
No. At least Diddy, even though he's being a moron, he's at least making sense with what he's talking about.
Diddy blog, Diddy blog.
Where my dick
this
at?
This guy's just like,
where my dick at? Oh, there's my
alchemist. What's chemist? What do you call that name?
Alchemist turning elements into gold and shit.
What's the shit with PB equals lead? What that doesn't mean any fucking sense. Lead should be LE, motherfucker.
Billy Shatner rolled off.
Shout out to Miss Vicky, all them people. Yeah.
LFO blog, bitches.
Shout out Miss Rochelle. I can't forget.
The Emperor has no clothes. I'm just going to say that. The Emperor has no clothes, all right?
LFO
no one
blog.
Else. Everyone else is afraid to say it. He's a piece of shit. No one wants to admit it. They want to be like, oh, it's cute how idiotic he is.
No, I'm not it afraid to say it. I talk about Alicia Keys all the time.
It's kind of like George Bush, Jake.
I don't
know. People like him because he's an idiot.
No. George Bush didn't release the Carter 3, Jim. Mm-hmm. George Bush hasn't done anything I've enjoyed.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything good.
He released the Carter 3. He's the reason the Carter 3 came out.
Yeah, George Bush?
He is the leader of the free world.
Yeah,
that's
Lil
true.
Wayne is pretty political.
Mr. Cher and Nicki Big Head Ass and Devin. Oh, y'all, I just see y'all. I just be chilling with the fans.
Zorro.
All those people I just named, we did nothing.
You know, Jim.
Nothing.
Jim's right.
You made the Carter 3 what it is, and I appreciate it. We all appreciate it, everybody.
You see, he doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
And if I got to end this one with this. Rest in peace, Static Major, because I can't say this would be possible without him. Chill.
Chill.
Weezy Block Day One, bitches. Getting back to work.
How is it after you tell someone to rest in peace? Chill.
It's a catchphrase.
You know, my father was a complicated man, and I think we're all going to miss him. Chill.
It's like a Danzish.
Cheer, motherfuckers.
Cheer, bitches. Fuck
cheer.
Yourself.
Wheezy blog.
Fuck your couch, niggas.
Cheer, Jake blog. Later, my dad's dead. Cheer. I couldn't have done it without him. Cheer.
Now, this is Wheezy blog 2. And Wheezy blog video shoot. And
Wheezy. Oh, this is great, actually. Because he's saying Wheezy blog this, Wheezy blog that. And he's just holding King Magazine. And he's like, Wheezy Blog, King Magazine. And and then, like, there's some chick on the cover, and he just says her name. He's a fucking retard.
Blog, King Magazine. And Wheezy Blog, Dalisha Bryan.
Yeah. Nice.
She's on the video.
Well, she's in the video.
But still, it's like, why does he have to say King Magazine? And then, like, well, what's her name?
For money.
Oh, yeah, Dalisha Magazine. That's
Jim,
right.
I mean,
but she's in the video, though.
This
I
guy,
just remembered.
This guy is an idiot savant of rapping.
Well, when I say brought to you by Carl's Jr., I get money.
And
he got no money.
Brought to you by Carl's
Brittany,
Jr.
Brittany, she's the acrobatic dancer girl. She cool. I did Chris Brown. Give me that with her. Anyway, what's popping out there before I get started? which I already got started, thank you, of course. And we out here doing our thing, like we did. And we in California, LA, however you want to call it, they fool going past my head and stuff. It's cool. And that's T. And
we should vlog LA.
Delicious Brian. You know? Delicious Brian. Well, shout out to everybody out there who went picked up the album, man. I appreciate it. I swear.
Yeah, you already
shout
said
out to
that.
Everybody who didn't go pick it up. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're
and,
you can't remember what he said.
What I'm about to do right now, I'm actually just today I'm gonna come back at y'all with another blog, cause this is a video day, and I know y'all probably want to know a little more about today. So we're gonna do that later. We're gonna get back into it. Right now I'm gonna eat and just finish reading about Delisha Brian. And
can't read.
Weezy blog too. Young Moolah.
Oh, I got a good idea for a blog, y'all. Hold turn that.
No, they were taking our jobs.
Hard work. Weezy blog. Rock and roll videos.
Weezy blog. Computer desk. Weezy blog.
Lamp.
Computer monitor one.
Weezy blog.
Weezy blog plastic. Weezy blog sand. Weezy blog, you know, carbon dioxide. Weezy blog leather.
Tight jeans.
Ah, fuck hit the sky. I hate him.
You are full
fucking hate him.
Weezy blog.
Because I figured his music sucked. Maybe he's not like a big retard.
No, he's
it's one thing if his music sucks, but no, his music sucks and he's a fucking big retard.
Well, that's true.
Vintage tennis shoes. Kicks.
Sorry. Yeah. That's Jeff's way of getting street cred. He listens to Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
But there's not many who are better than him.
Weezy Black phones ringing.
Phone's ringing. He called no, Black.
Jim, it's
Black,
Weezy
ice
phone.
Ice on your wallet chain. Stop trying to be like me.
Phone home.
Weezy Black that too. Weezy Black, stop trying to be like me. No, actually,
yeah, stop
Weezy
trying to be
Black,
like him.
Be more like
Jeff.
Me. It help. Weezy Black, little chains, but cost more than all five of your big ones. Yeah. Weezy Black, ears so small, I cut the earrings.
Yeah, this guy rules.
Today I come to you to tell you that it's nothing like hard work.
All the YouTube comments are like, "Oh, you
pussy,
crazy!"
Not even pussy. Not even pussy. Actually, not even money. Because a lot of motherfuckers get the money without hard work, and they don't know what to do. And people that get money without hard work sometimes don't even want the money. But hard work is.
It's gonna be one guy that says shit, and then they're all like, "Oh, fuck you!"
Because I work hard. You understand me? And today, Weezy Black, shut the fuck up. And today,
would you?
I've been working hard. Well, let's see.
I've been hustling.
I woke up today. I had great sex. That was one job.
When I came, I was like, Weezy blog.
Shot a video today. It's like 4 in the morning. And just so you know, I'm in the studio. And I get it in. And
you
I
stink.
Am number one in your country. Yes.
You've now pushed me to the limit. I suggest you shut
and
your mouth.
I just want you to know that you don't know a motherfucking thing about me.
Big
but
fucking
if you want
deal.
Any problems, you know what you can do? Swing the camera around.
You sounded like
come
a right wanker.
My guns, nigga. Told you. Weezy Block, bitch, I'm the hottest, I'm the best. My mama told me don't never fucking boast up black, cause his law could take it from you in a heartbeat. So I'm not. Holla.
Holla.
That is absolute dog shit.
So I really like Weezy Blog.
I hate him.
I really enjoy Weezy Blog. Jeff, do you like Weezy Blog?
I love it.
I'm going to have to defend him. Name like 5 better rap albums this year.
Yeah, Jim, I love Weezy.
Rap sucks in general. Just because other stuff sucks doesn't mean that something's good.
Come on,
we've
Jim.
Said that many times.
It's just Weezy blog, man. It's the best.
Nas' album's probably better. I haven't even heard it because I could give a shit. I don't know. Yeah. My dick.
Weezy
My
blog,
shit.
Weezy blog.
Yeah. Shorty K.
I enjoy Weezy blog.
Yeah, you would. Go ahead. Take the show over.
I don't enjoy it. I'm fucking
Go
kidding.
Ahead. Go ahead.
You want me to take it over? I love Weezy Blog.
It's great, Jake.
I love it.
Oh.
No, it sucks.
This is horrible radio.
That shit sucks dicks.
Why am I so funny?
Jake's on.
I don't know why I'm so funny. I think it's because I listen to Lil Wayne.
What do we got? The WAR soundboard?
Yep.
Do we got great clips?
I don't know.
Whoa, dude. Why are you the way you are?
Why is that on the WAR soundboard?
I don't know.
The WAR soundboard is a compilation of all of Real Kid Radio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Are we going to do the Beavis and Butthead porn?
Wheezy blog. Wheezy blog.
Wheezy blog, bitches. Wheezy blog, Bug Light. Wheezy blog, Aquafina.
Jim and them webcam.
Wheezy blog, Stripes.
Jim and them mixer.
Is the webcam up?
Jim and them microphone. Jim and them Bud Light.
Wheezy blog.
Yeah, fuck y'all, bitches. I'm going to tell y'all you snitches while I go and scratch my itches. What you going to do, like Nigerian hair? I hate him. I don't even want to do a show anymore. I don't want to do anything creative.
You're upset with him?
I don't want to do anything creative at all.
Well, to be fair, we don't do much creative here.
I do.
you do a good job, but the rest of us.
I don't want to do anything. I just want to fucking sit in a cubicle for the rest of my life and never do anything else.
Jim.
That should be fun.
Tapping out.
Wheezy blog.
No.
Like, made you lose faith in humanity.
No, it's not going to be the 808 show that ends this. You have to come back, Jim. You have to decide to do a show again because the people need you. There are people out there that don't need to watch Wheezy Blog. They need to hear this. They need to hear this show. And it's not fair for you to abandon them. You're like the guy from V for Vendetta. You're V.
Or whatever his name was.
Yeah, or whatever his name was. I think his name was Victor.
Oh.
You're Victor for Vendetta.
Oh, can we just get silly in here for a moment or no?
What are you talking about, Jeff? We just got real serious. We can't get silly all of a sudden.
If there's one thing that Lil Wayne. Oh, yeah. Not that.
What? Mario?
Just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I
don't fucking mess with me, Lil Wayne. Don't fucking do it. Wheezy Blog 3 better be the last Wheezy Blog.
Post a video response to it. He'll probably bring it up.
Oh, I should.
People be all
fuck
like, Wheezy Blog, Wheezy Blog.
We got your goon crew right here.
Wheezy Blog sucks some zadicks. And Wheezy Blog is fucking stupid.
Jim and them.
See, I must tell you all now. Keep on acting funny. Who with me? I am here to change that. How you thinking often? And it's starting. I am here to show you how it feels to be new. Look at what I made you. Gotta teach you. Honest, but insecure, cool. And you are fool. Bought a heavy, heavy amount. Some malarkey mixed with garbage. Simon, dog. Don't be afraid at all, y'all. All I ask of all y'all is to please embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian. I come in peace, but I need y'all rocking with me.
Sometimes what you need in the busy day is just a little company. We are here for you. A friend in your day.
Jay Blaze and Boomer on the Every Show.
I listen on my way to work.
Usually nothing else is on, so yeah, I listen to these guys. The Every Show is the best.
Woo! I was in a store and the radio was playing their show.
It's really loud.
Jay Blaze, Boomer, and the Wild Man, Steve, on the Every Show. On Real Kid Radio.
Oh, how you doing, everybody, on this Friday? Sorry about the technical difficulties, but even the Every Show isn't perfect. I got Jay. I'm here on the mic, Jay Blaze. How you doing, everyone?
Well, I'm doing good, Jim. Fuck me. This is Boomer.
Oh, Boomer.
Whoa, Boomer. Watch the language, man. Watch the language.
We got to get some boinks in there.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, it's the Wild Man. You know how I do.
You guys know what day it is?
I think it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Oh, whoa. Finally, the weekend. It's time. We're getting ready to get y'all going. Because I know you just got out of work and you're ready to get wasted.
Whoa!
Whoa! Hold on. Let me take a
shit.
Let me take a sip of my coffee. My coffee?
We're all drinking coffee here.
Irish up my beer.
Oh, you are a wild man, my friend. You are a wild man.
That's why they call me the Wild Man. You know, before my girlfriend broke up with me, she was always like, "You're wild."
Oh, that is classic Wild Man.
Oh, and I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, the wild man! Wild. The wild man can never keep a girlfriend because he's so wild.
Oh! I got a girlfriend. Her name is Bud Light.
Oh, you're a wild man, man! You are quite wild.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Our new syndication deal here at the Every Show. I'm Jay Blaze, giving the information for you. They're bringing us up in another market on Real Kid Radio.
Whoa! Real Kid Radio. I don't know what that is, but I'm okay with that.
What up, Sin City? Keep it sleazy.
I don't know if they can handle this one, huh, Wild Man?
Whoa, I am too wild. The other day I was huffing paint at the sitco. The guy was like, "Whoa, you can't do that." I was like, you can't shackle me. I'm wild.
Oh, you are out of control, my friend.
I know. You should have answered my calls. I was calling you all night.
Yeah, you were.
Well, I only really want to talk to you during the show there, Wild Man.
Yeah, you're here for the show.
I know. We should hang out.
Yeah, we hang out every day.
Wait. Hold up real quick. Let me take a quick break for the show. Give me 1 second, guys. Oh, it's Friday!
Toke Master!
Oh, Jay Blaze, you're the new Wild Man, my friend.
Hold up. Who we got on the line here with the Every Show? Give us the phrase that pays.
Jay Blaze!
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Jay Blaze. The phrase that pays is the Every Show every day.
Jay Blazin'.
I know it's not Thong Thursday, but I had to call in and let you guys know that I saw a thong on the bus today.
Whoa!
What?
Oh! Tell me, was it a real whale tail? Oh, he hung up! Whoa!
Oh, man. Saw that thong again.
He's getting busy, if you know what I mean. You know why? You know why?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Friday!
Oh, I can't believe it's Friday. It should be ICBF.
Hold on, we're going to take a quick break for you.
Between my wife, my kids, and a pretty old dog, something throws up in my house every 7 seconds.
And we're back!
Whoa!
We're back here on the Every Show, doing it up because it's Friday!
Spring break!
Oh, it's Friday here on the Every Show, where we play all the newest and hottest music. First, Wild Man, what were you up to over the weekend?
Oh, you know.
And I'm talking about last weekend, my friend.
Oh, you know how I do it. All day, every day.
Oh, you are wild, my friend.
I was drinking some BLLs by myself. I was calling up old girlfriends. They didn't answer the phone. They had my number blocked. But you know how I do. I don't care. I leave them nasty messages.
Whoa, all right. Well, it's kind of a downer, Wild Man.
Whoa, it's Friday!
It is Friday. I bet everyone at home's excited getting ready for the weekend. Hey, weekend confirmed.
Hey, Wild Man, here you go.
Oh!
Wild Man kind of hitting that like an amateur here on the Every Show. My Woo! God, Wild Man.
Oh, it's been a while. Like a week.
Whoa! Every Friday here
every
on the Every
day.
Show. Every Friday.
Every day. Every day is Friday.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to get into some celebrity news, but right after this break, everybody.
Oh!
Hi. Hi, this is Sheryl Crow.
Hi, this is James Blunt.
Hey, it's Jessica Simpson.
Hi there, I'm Casey Tunstall.
Hi, this is Britney Spears. You want
a piece of me? Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, this is Gavin DeGraw.
This is 50 Cent.
Yo, check this out, y'all. This is P. Diddy.
What's up? This is Ashanti, and you're listening to
The Every Show, coming to you live here on Real Kid Radio.
Nobody plays more music.
That's right. You're going to hear nothing but music here on The Every Show. Am I right, Jay Blaze?
You're talking to yourself.
That's why it's a mission up so wasted.
Whoa!
I think it's time to hit the bong again. We got the bong.
Hold on, let me get that bong out. While I'm doing that, why don't you give me some celebrity news?
Pop-Tarts' Brooke Hogan takes a dig at Paris Hilton.
Uh-oh.
This comes all the way from Los Angeles. We're starting to think that perhaps Brooke Hogan shouldn't steal stuff. Fuck.
Whoa. We gotta get a boy.
Oh, I'm the new wild man.
Keep your composure, guys. Keep your composure.
Sorry about that. Brooke Hogan should steer clear of expressing her political opinions. The 20-year-old recently caused a media stir when she wrote on her MySpace that she thought it was crazy for Hillary Clinton to run for president as a woman.
What?
That is crazy.
A woman leaving the kitchen? What?
Oh, wild man. You are so wild. In a posting this week, Brooke wrote that most people only vote because it's cool.
What?
I think it is cool to vote, Brooke, and that's why I vote.
All right, hold on. Let me get you some news too. I got some news. Who wants to hear some news?
I want to hear some news.
I want to hear
the boomer does, my friend.
I want news up my ass.
You guys remember Coolio?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise needs an exterminator.
What?
Oh my God!
Coolio was in Rapid City, San Diego. He got hit by a rogue. He got bit by a rogue spider and had to go to the hospital for treatment.
What now?
We got his rep. Official quote from her, Susie Haber. She confirms Coolio did seek help at the local hospital, but he's since fully recovered.
Oh well, that's good. It's good to hear that Coolio's back in action.
Hey, you know what? That's what happens when you style your hair like a tarantula.
Whoa! You just heard the sick burn of the week
on The Every Show.
Hey, I think our studio needs an exterminator because I'm up to my arms in roaches. No way!
Oh my God!
Puff, puff, pass!
All right. What a show! What a show!
I got 5 on it, right? That's the Coolio song.
Hey, you guys remember Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kid Rock waffles on towards the headline.
What? Get out of town! He's waffling! I can't believe it.
Kid Rock's tour bus was spotted in Sturgis, San Diego. It had a license plate holder that read, "Follow me to the Waffle House."
Whoa! Will blow me down.
As you may recall, Kid Rock did plead no contest to an early morning brawl at a Waffle House in Georgia last year.
I do indeed.
How often can you get vanity plates? Can you get it in like 2 minutes or what?
Oh, wow, man.
I want to get a vanity plate that said the WILD man. But I wanted it spelled out.
Yeah, most would be
with
spelled
letters.
Out. Yep.
Let me go ahead and change this up for a second. And you know, here at The Every Show, we love the hits of today, don't we, Wild Man?
Today and yesterday. It's my favorite.
And we like to take those hits, and sometimes we like to funny them up for you, don't we, Boomer?
Oh, I just love the parody songs, my friend.
We're getting silly.
You might have heard a little tune by someone who does Kiss the Girl Who
Does It. Oh, yeah, of course, Katy Perry. I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, that's why I keep you around, Boomer.
I love popular music.
Hold on, before we get into that, caller, what's the phrase that pays?
Every show, every day.
Oh, the phrase that pays.
Ding, ding, ding. Take a drink.
Take a hit.
Guess what day it is?
Friday!
All right, you got the phrase that pays.
Sounds like everyone's getting pumped up for Friday.
Woo!
I can't believe it's already Friday.
Here we go. We got a new parody song for you. Here we go.
Oh yeah, I'm liking it.
Oh, it sounds just like the regular.
I saw this ugly girl online. Oh. God, she was ugly. I logged on and lost my mind. Damn, she was ugly.
Fuck.
MySpace. Everyone add us in MySpace.
Who would take that shot and say, all right, must be sleeping in a barn tonight.
Whoa.
You need. We've got all the right stuff.
All the right stuff.
And we're getting it to you now.
Oh, yeah, we are. Well, Dista Girl on MySpace.
Who wants to hear my joke to get you home for Friday?
Oh, wild man, let's keep it radio friendly, guy.
Okay, let's do this. Okay. All right, Boomer.
Yeah.
I have so much zazz.
Okay.
How much zazz do I have?
I don't know.
I got so much zazz, I piss zazz.
It's Friday.
It's fucking Friday.
Whoa, wild man.
Whoa, settle down, wild man.
I think they're dumping out down the hall. Hey, you guys know what time it is?
What time is it?
Oh my God, it's a phone grip.
Calling.
Phone grip.
Phone grip.
Oh my God, it's a
phone grip.
Calling. Who's calling?
On Real Kid Radio.
It's phone griff time!
Ooh, time for a big juicy bowl of phone griff.
World famous phone griff here on The Every Show.
You know how much we love the phone griffs around here. We like to just call people up and just brighten up their day.
Oh!
And hey, maybe have some laughs in the long run while we do it.
We can only hope. Something to get you to work.
Buck speaking.
Hello, who's this?
Mike, Mikey.
Mike, Mikey, how you doing, Mikey? Do you guys have big gulps down there?
Huh?
You guys have big gulps down there?
Big gulps?
Big gulps.
They all got big gulps, yeah.
No, you don't. You're an NPM. You just got phone drifted.
It's too long, man. I can't hear you, man.
Whoa! Whoa! You just got phone drifted.
I got your big gulps, man. You got big gulps, man.
God damn it.
They don't always end well, folks.
No. Not a pretty ending on that phone griff.
Oh, what a phone griff. Great job, Boomer.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, you almost said boner.
Oh!
That was the boner of the month.
Oh, speaking of parody songs.
You can't stop Chuck Norris.
When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down.
Let me get one of those J-Wisers.
Uh-oh.
There is no theory of evolution, just a list of creatures Chuck Norris has allowed to live.
You can't stop Chuck Norris, Norris.
When Chuck Norris was denied an Egg McMuffin at McDonald's because it was 11:05, he roundhouse-kicked the store so hard it became a Wendy's.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris doesn't actually write books. The words assemble themselves out of fear.
You're under arrest.
Chuck Norris once ate a whole cake before his friends told him there was a stripper in it.
Like my gun?
Chuck Norris.
Whoa!
Chuck Norris! You're crazy. This is the Chuck Norris song of the month.
Are these true?
Chuck Norris has killed the periodic table. Because he only recognizes the element of surprise.
You're under arrest.
There is no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. There is only another fist.
Oh, you'll be back, all right.
On his birthday, Chuck...
Well, hold on. Hate to break in, but we got some more celebrity news for you.
Celebrity taunts.
You guys know the mummy star Brendan Fraser?
I love Brendan Fraser.
Encinito Man. Well, guess what? LA County Supreme Court claiming they got the boot after complaining to the owner of a shooting range that Brendan Fraser was shooting without the proper permits.
Whoa! Brendan Fraser, get your permits, buddy. It's Friday.
I got my learner's permit because my license was taken away for DUI.
All right, wild man.
Calls to his agent were unanswered because he's fleeing for his life. JK, guys, JK!
Whoa!
What?
Oh, news.
News grift. He was down at the shooting range shooting a machine gun. The suit says that he actually complained at the smoke, and he was warned to watch his hands, face, and clothing before returning home.
Whoa! Brendan Fraser sounds like he needs himself a weekend.
I think I can take Brendan Fraser.
Whoa, wild man. Settle down.
Oh, I want to arm wrestle him. Well, guys, what else do we talk about? We can't have any dead air, man.
No dead air here on the Every Show.
Hold on,
friend.
We'll play this. Jay Blaze and Boomer on the Every Show.
I listen on my way to work.
Usually nothing else is on, so yeah, I listen to these guys. The Every Show is the best.
Woo! I was in a store and the radio was playing their show.
It's really loud.
Jay Blaze, Boomer, and the Wild Man, Steve, on the Every Show. On Real Kid Radio.
That's us!
Whoa!
We're Jay Blaze and Boomer.
Hey, this is Boomer.
Where's the Wild Man?
I think the Wild Man's in the bathroom.
What? What are you doing in the bathroom on Friday?
Come on, Wild Man, get out of the bathroom.
Don't come in!
Come on, Wild Man, I'm coming in.
Don't come in!
I'm coming in to the bathroom.
Don't
with you.
Fucking come in here!
Settle down, all right.
Yo, you gotta get him out of the bathroom, man.
Whoa.
I just need one more.
Get him out of there, man.
We've had quite a show, my friend.
Seriously.
Oh,
fuck.
Okay. Oh!
Seriously. Seriously, get him out of the bathroom, man. Seriously. All right.
I think he's coming.
Hold on. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back with more of The Every Show.
License to ill, I promise I won't turn the whole world to Cloverfield. On the rail, yeah I will, I'll destroy it and then rebuild. Just for thrill, sometimes it got to do with, sometimes it's shoulder tough love. No one is above what you are hearing, I'll do. No matter who else included, I'm saluted. Yeah. No matter who else included, I'm saluted. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ohio Burger King worker takes bath in utility sink.
Seen it.
You like seen it?
No, it's pretty fun.
Burger King Corporation said Tuesday it had parted ways with an employee who was recorded taking a soapy bath in the restaurant's utility sink. The nearly 4-minute video. Wow, it was only 4 minutes. That's not much of a bath.
Well, he didn't finish it.
Well, he's like Harriet the Spy in that movie when she gets the note that says she stinks, so she goes in the bathroom and starts washing herself. Huh, Jim?
Encyclopedia Brown.
I don't remember that.
The you stink note, and then she wipes her shit up in the bathroom.
Do you see anything?
Doesn't Rosie O'Donnell give her a bath?
Harriet the Spy?
I remember that scene, yeah.
Download that.
The nearly 4-minute video, which was posted Thursday on myspace.com/videos, showed the unidentified employee taking a bath to celebrate his birthday. There was no question mark in the article. I just
it's my birthday. Time to take a bath.
Yeah, I just didn't understand it.
Finally, another bath.
Another year gone by, and a bath in the utility sink at my job.
You make him sound like a wizened old man.
Well, exactly. Who is this person? The worker who refers to himself as Mr. Unstable appears to be naked.
It's his gamer tag.
So, thanks for applying here at Burger King. What do you have any nicknames, anything?
Mr. Unstable.
Mr. Unstable. That's kind of a weird, nickname.
Not really.
I don't understand it, honestly.
I don't think it needs to be explained.
Well, let me get, Jim, Jim.
What?
This guy, he's applying for, this is Jim. He's the manager.
Hey, how's
Jim,
you,
I asked him about.
How do you do?
I'm good.
Okay, I asked him, Jim, about his nickname, and what's your nickname?
Mr. Unstable.
What do you think of that?
Wait, whose nickname's Mr. Unstable?
Me, Jerry.
The guy that wants the job?
Yeah, I want to work here. The BK Lounge.
What's your name?
Mr. Unstable.
Get the fuck out of here!
What?
Get the fuck out of here!
Whoa. You're a little hostile.
You don't get a job, Mr. Unstable!
Well, I'm going to take
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm going to take my resume elsewhere then.
No, you better go.
Yeah.
You just got to go. Don't even talk about what you're going to do. We don't care.
Lewis, is he always like this?
Look, he gets mad. And the Mr. Unstable thing, honestly, that came out of nowhere.
Hold on. I'm going to play a song then, if you don't get out.
A mask of an old lone ranger and your dome mills around with Jim.
Well,
so get out!
Sorry. Well, can I use you as a reference?
No!
You should just leave. I can't believe you're sitting here just taking all this abuse.
Well,
I need a refill.
It's my birthday today. Can I just take a bath?
Sprite?
Here?
It's your birthday today?
Yes.
What's your sign?
Pisces.
Nope, not even close.
No ice?
You are unstable. You just make up birthdays.
Get the fuck out of here!
All right, I'm out of here.
Well, it was my gaming handle for like 5 years.
I just feel like that's an unfortunate name.
People liked it when I was playing Time Splitters, and it kind of just stuck with me.
All right, well, this interview's over.
Well, my ride...
You can go.
My ride doesn't come for a couple hours, so I thought...
Well, then just hang out somewhere else. Are you going to be here for a couple hours? What kind of interview is this?
Go on the sidewalk. Get on the sidewalk.
Can I order...
Get on the sidewalk!
Can I have some...
Get off my property!
I just want to order...
Get off my property!
Hold on. I think he wants to order some food.
Yeah, I would like to.
No!
Oh, now you're not even going to get to order food.
We reserve the right to refuse service to any customer.
Get a water cup.
They should call you Mr. Unstable, because you're very rude.
Get off my property!
I just don't know why you're raising your voice.
Shut up! You're a slacker!
Well, I guess I'm going to take my business elsewhere.
Jerry?
Yeah?
Can I tell you something?
What?
This here's Jim. He's a trained actor. You've got the job. You've got the job, my friend.
No way.
You see right over there? That's a hidden camera.
Oh,
buzzkill.
Buzzkill. Oh, you're on hidden camera buzzkills for MTV in 1991.
You just got a buzzkill.
You just got buzzkilled, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
You got the job. Take a bath in the sink whenever you want.
Okay. All right.
Buzzkill. Do you have that news story over there?
Which one?
You know the one.
No, I don't.
The one about the dad and the son partying.
Dad and the son partying.
Yeah, party with my dad.
I don't know. I'm going to have to try to find out.
It should be part of local6.com.
That sounds like a bad...
A Gulf Coast man was charged with murder after he gave his 15-year-old son a powerful prescription drugs because he wanted to the boy to know how to party right. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one.
You got to get your thizz on.
That's
the
part
in quotes. I got to teach you how to party, son.
How
down
to party
all this
right.
Vicodin right now, faggot.
First you put the roofie in the girl's drink, then you take your drugs.
Stephen Alfano was charged with third-degree murder after son Vincent died of an accidental overdose in June. Witnesses say the 47-year-old
party overdose,
man
party foul.
Showed his son to how to crush and snort pills like the painkiller Oxycontin and the heroin substitute methadone. This is how you party, dude. You get some heroin.
Dad, I don't want
to
do this.
Dad, I just wanted you to get me some beer. No, beer's for pussies.
Here's some heroin.
Here's how you party.
What, you want some beer balls to shove it up your ass, Josh? Nah, you faggot. Here, snort these pills.
What are you guys doing? Pills?
Mr. Rose, no. No, I'm going to snort these pills.
Uppers and downers.
Pill blog. Officials did not know if he had a lawyer.
I just saw that too.
That's good insight.
Do you have a lawyer?
I don't. I am a lawyer. I'm your fucking lawyer.
We don't know.
I'm going to show you how to do the bar right.
The conversation that he had with the police was recorded. I wish we could have that conversation.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, I was trying to show him how to party right.
Well, wait, hold on a second, sir. What are you...
It's time to party! Let's party! Come on, everybody! It's just Andrew W.K. in the songs, background, man. The whole time. As his son, like, ODs on the table. Woo!
Like fucking pussy.
Sir, it looks like you gave drugs to your son that ended up killing him.
You cool, man? Are you cool?
No, what?
Are you a cop?
No, I'm not. I am a cop.
Are you a cop?
We're the police.
Let's party.
No, we're here.
Whoa, where's my attorney okay. at? Is my attorney? Whoa, fucking party.
Sir, your son has died. He's dead on the table.
He's just chilling.
No, he's not chilling.
Party block, bitches. Were you the strippers? Yeah, let's roll with this. Come on, let's snort some pills. Gonna shoot some weed.
I can't hear you. What? My son's dead? Hold on. I love this song.
Sir, you just kicked someone in the face. You kicked him in the face. You took your foot. Fucking Dane Cook's on tonight. Motherfuckers. New movie comes out.
I would love it when they have to play back the conversation or just even read it back in court. Quote, my son's a little faggot. He needed to learn how to party right.
My 15-year-old son. I'm nearly 50.
Yeah.
I'm snorting pills. Where's my attorney? I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, you don't get legal representation.
Do I have an attorney? We will party hard.
So, like, my son was all like, give me some Coors Light. And I was like, Coors Light, faggot. You're going to love this heroin.
Dude, Dad, I just want to smoke a joint.
What?
What?
Weed. No son of mine's going to smoke a fucking fag joint.
Why'd you suck a dick?
Well, Dad, I just want to party.
Fucking.
What? Party? I'll show you how to party. Pull out your dick.
We're gonna shoot heroin straight into our dicks. Right in the dick bone.
Dad, I just want to study.
No!
Study?
What? What? You think I got my job as assistant manager at Best Buy doing this shit? Come on.
Obviously, Dad. You haven't heard my favorite album.
Best Buy for business, bitches!
Dad, can you turn the music down? I'm trying to study.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were in the middle of partying.
All right, tell you what. If you can bump these lines, I'll turn this shit down, pussy.
Yo,
come on,
Joe,
do it.
Joe, your dad's pretty cool.
Do it. Do it right now.
I want to party with your dad. Joey?
Yo, your dad likes to party, yo.
Joey. Joey's always doing that fake seizure shit.
Thankfully, that guy
killed his son,
or else we wouldn't have anything to talk about right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Now, how does the degrees of murder work? This
like
is
third degree?
Third degree.
Yeah, I think first is if you intentionally kill
somebody.
Yeah,
first is the intent, and second is in the heat of the moment, right?
And so third is what, like,
passively killing somebody, like giving them drugs or something?
He gave him the 69th degree.
Or just,
what about manslaughter?
Well, manslaughter is just when you say mean things to someone and they die.
What about man's laughter?
We must have been brought up on many accounts of manslaughter.
Yeah, that's true. We have killed the girl from Golden Girls. We almost killed Morgan Freeman. And
week.
I can assure you that Sean Connery will die before the end of next week.
Yeah. Fuck you, Sean Connery. You're a dead man.
Sean Connery blog.
Dude, Sean Connery had a
blog. Connery blog.
It'd be the classiest blog.
Would love it.
I'm in my coffin. Dead.
I can't do a Sean Connery impression.
what do you got, Jake? Break it down for me. Hopefully this is better than Jeff's bit.
Are you ready? Are you ready for bits?
I'm ready.
Okay. So before we go into a bunch of things we like, we're going to talk about one of the biggest nerd news stories. It was actually of last week, but I just found it. There's a game out there called, I think it's Conan, based on the...
It's like an MMO, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Age of Conan or something, based on the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And a game master, that's someone who walks around the virtual world and helps police it and help shitty players, I guess. A game master got fired recently from the Conan universe. And he got fired because he ended up cybering with a player.
No way.
And the player took all the transcripts and sent them to the Age of Conan people. And the game master got fired. And we do have the transcript. And we're going to go through it. And hopefully there are some gems in this cybering. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So I'm going to play the role of the person in-game. And Jim is going to play the role of the game master. Here we go.
Woo!
Dot, dot, dot. That means there's more shit before this. With dual-wield barbarians, though, I mean two? That's a bit difficult for me to handle. I'd rather stick with one big sword.
You like it rough? I take it. Smiley face.
Of course. I'm a fucking rock sniffer. With daggers. And I'm specced for second wind. Smiley face. I can go all night.
LOL. Wow. I don't think I would ever be the same. Smiley face. Wow. This is turning me on. LOL.
Hong says he wants in on the action, but he's a gold farmer / seller. How do you feel about that? He does have a big bow. Smiley face. Dot, dot, dot. Do you like it on the Discovery Channel? Oh, do it like they do on the Discovery Channel? Very old reference for this cyber. Would you like to RP with me? I see how it is. Not gonna talk to me anymore, frowny face. Just got your cyber fix with my pixelated body and left me like all those other guys. Smiley face with three fucking frowns.
Sorry. Getting telhells, LOL. RP? How so?
Well, you know, on those cold, windy nights, all I want is to be mounted.
Ah, LOL. I see. You trying to get laid by a GM? Smiley face wink.
Of course. I thought you were the master, game master. Be gentle.
Are you a real, woman? LOL, not crazy question. You'd be surprised.
Yep. I just play a male character so guys don't flirt with me in game like on WoW.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
I'm wearing panties, smiley face. Parentheses, joke, parentheses.
Oh, not wearing any, I did see you take them off earlier, after all.
I'm going to summon you in a few to take care of your petition. Exhibitionist, smiley face.
Summoning me? How romantic. Where's my summon?
LOL.
You really do love me.
Wait, hold on, where are we? This is the spot! Wait, that's not an exclamation point. It's just a little
this
thing.
This is the spot.
LOL.
You like this?
Our
head? What is happening?
Yeah. LOL.
I left the boots on. They're hot with a H-A-W-T. That's how I say it. Hot.
Our LOL.
My panties won't come off.
Hold on.
Frowny face.
Give me 1 second.
Okay, I have to give Jim a second. Okay. Got new music.
All right. Okay. So where were we?
I left the boots on.
LOL.
Oh, okay. My panties won't come off, frowny face.
LOL. It's odd looking at a guy character, LOL. In RL?
Huh? No. In game, frowny face.
Your panties won't come off in real life, smiley face. Oh. I just have to tear them off and have my way, LOL.
Yes! 3 exclamation points. I figured that's what that is. All caps. whip out your massive sword too. ROFL. Okay.
LOL. You like?
I can't jump on top of it, frowny face.
That could pose a problem.
Smiley face.
You'll just have to take it until I'm finished with you.
Are you mighty warrior? Can you slay those meanies that attacked me, frowny face?
It's you still.
Oh, fuck. You do like multiple people in on it, eh? Smiley face.
How old are you? Parentheses. Hopefully not under 18, LOL.
I'm 9.
OMG!
Want to be my daddy? Remember, I do like role-playing. Wink.
Oh, nice.
Nice 9-year-old role-play.
Oh, nice. You're not really 9, are you? Just want to be sure, LOL.
Come on. Do I sound like I'm 9? What 9-year-old knows about glory holes? Apparently they had an in-depth glory hole conversation.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Right there.
What 9-year-old knows about glory holes?
You don't, but you never know, LOL. You been a bad girl?
I've never been a good girl.
Oh, very nice.
But getting fucked all the time. Sweet.
But you know you will have to be spanked, right? Take me out and put me in your mouth.
Exclamation point! Not till you spank me with your sword. Exclamation point!
You are bad. What if I rip your panties off and asterisk you hard till I'm satisfied? Fuck.
That sounds perfect. Going to use clobber? What's clobber?
It's clobbering time in your ass.
Tongue face.
Want to feel you get really wee so I can put just the head of my cock inside. Wait.
This guy
he must be saying
far.
wet. Okay. Want to feel you get really wet so I can put just the head of my cock inside you and use my hand to slowly move it around before plunging it fully into you and making you take it all.
Holy shit.
You're just as kinky as me. In fact, you're so kinky, you just cybered with a dude. Smiley face shouts,
"This is Sparta!"
Oh!
Then when you are really hot and needing more...
He's not done.
Then when you are really hot and needing more, I can reposition and slide my wet tongue up your legs and do small circles again around your belly button and then let my tongue trail down your cunt.
I can't believe he said cunt.
Oh. That would really be not good, LOL.
Love you, smiley face. By the way, I've been fapping to this the whole time.
LOL? Why did you want this then? LOL, you gay? Are you serious?
Serious about what?
Why so serious?
What's fapping? Parentheses, not up to par in this ling, LOL.
I was joking about the fapping, but I am indeed a dude.
LOL, okay. Glad I put my clothes back on, LOL.
Yeah, probably a good idea. I have AIDS.
Ah! Phone grift over the internet.
Age of Conan grift.
Conan grift.
Why? What the fuck? Why would he already saw it was a guy character?
Yeah, and the guy kept saying he was a guy, but apparently that wasn't enough for him.
I lick your asshole.
Wait, so the user sent this to get him fired?
Yeah,
but. He's the one that started it.
No, kind of the GM. Well, he started it, but the GM was all really cybering with this person.
Yeah, so what?
It's a big deal.
Girl lays down on your bed and says, fuck me. What are you going to say, no?
Well, what are you on the clock?
Yep.
Well, maybe. But, I mean, you just got to think about it that way, you know? He was working right now. He shouldn't be in his room fucking jacking it.
Hell yeah. That's the best part about working from home.
Yeah.
Is you get to jack it while you work and get paid.
Fap it.
It's kind of like when you take a shit at work. Like, oh, nice, I'm getting paid taking
a
shit.
That is fun.
So when you work at home, you jack off.
Well, I just don't understand. Do any girls cyber?
No.
No. No. I remember when we first found out the internet, me and my friend, when I must have been like sixth grade, all we would do is go into rooms and pretend to be women cyber.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone. It's always dudes.
You know? So.
But hey, not on the other end in your mind it isn't.
For them. I know it's a guy.
Yeah, but they don't.
If I ever cyber, I'm positive a guy is jerking it. At the same, it's basically like sitting in a room and jacking off with your friends, just saying sexy things in each other's ear.
No, it's not.
Do you do that?
Unless they're doing girl voices on the phone.
Well, no, we do the girl voice.